This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is two friends I've just become acquainted with. We're going to be friends for a long time, I can tell. It's Tom McGowan and Sue Frisch, the organizer and board volunteer. Sue the organizer, Tom the volunteer of what I'm coining as a win, and I'm stealing that from them. It's the weekend in Norfolk. Norfolk people are saying, yes, the frozen tundra of Connecticut. It has so many things to offer, indoors and outdoors. They committed an entire weekend of festivities to it. Tom, Sue, thank you for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
So we'll start with you, Sue, as you know, what the organizer of this thing. Can you give me like the 50,000 foot view of a weekend festival in Norwalk?
Well, it's hard to know where to start because there's so many events that the town puts on. There are outdoor things like ice skating, hiking, skiing, snowshoeing on all our trails. There are two wildlife walks, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. And then there are all sorts of other events like art shows, fishing workshops, a yarn sale, a farmer's market, a farm open house. Well, you name it, we probably have it.
And that's the thing. I mean, there is, you know, people complain one way or another. People like the cold. People don't like the cold. It's winter in New England. People suck it up. This is what's supposed to happen. We're a hardy bunch, if you will. There's no reason why people can't head up to Norfolk, the frozen corner of the Connecticut area. We're a small state with so many things to offer. And I'm looking, I mean, there's literally things going on. The event is the 25th and the 26th. There's things going on. Even kind of threw in a little early bird special on certain, you know, on Friday night. But there's things Saturday. There's things Sunday. If you're an indoors person, you're an outdoors person, there's something to do for everyone at this event. Now, Tom, you came on to the event. Sue wrangled you and brought you on board. So what is your, you know, how has it been watching this thing come together and come to life every year?
Well, I think it's a magical thing because each year is its own entity. It's not that each year isn't fun and exciting and new, but it's its own thing. And this year, one of the things that I love is that they're having at the Manor House, which is a fabulous piece of architecture in town, absolutely exquisite. Two very brilliant, talented people, Michael Cobb and Trina Hemlin. And the first time that I saw or heard about Trina, she just blew my mind. And to see this talent, as well as the food and the trails and the beauty and the mountains, is unbelievable. Because to me, you have to go to New York usually to get somebody like these folks. So you get the best of everything right here.
And you had said something before we got going about how you landed in Norfolk. And I thought it, you know, I've been thinking about it, and it is true. It is, you know, people are like, oh, Vermont has this whole outdoor, New Hampshire has this whole outdoor lifestyle. Hello, people. Connecticut has that too. And Norfolk is like the crown jewel of this right here in Connecticut. I'm looking, I mean, the art shows, the hiking, the guided tours, the stained glass exhibits. There's all that outdoor stuff right here in our backyard that people, I don't want to say don't realize it, but Connecticut people are like a fickle bunch. And if you have to drive more than 10 minutes, people think it's like the crossing of the Nile. But it's not that far from really anywhere in Connecticut. You can drive there Saturday morning. You can do some ice skating. We'll get into that. If the ice isn't cooperating, we might have a little backdoor way. You can ice skate. But there's the art shows, there's fly fishing workshops, there's stained glass viewing, and it's the stores and the town of Norfolk kind of open the doors to let people in, like an old classic New England town supposed to do.
That's a very good analogy. It is an old-fashioned New England town. It's almost like walking into those films from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Everybody's there. The music is there. The people are there. The food. It's quite magical.
So now, Sue, as the organizer of this event, this isn't the first year it's happened. Like, are the businesses and the community, like the day after this happens, so, you know, February 27th, are people like, okay, what are we doing next year to make this bigger and better? Because I'm assuming something like this, you know, it builds some traction. People just want to do more and more to get involved in the community.
Well, that's true. This year is the sixth year, and when I sent out my reminder to everybody, letting them know that weekend in Norfolk this winter was coming up, I got back a shower of emails with the events already planned. So they obviously had been looking ahead. You know, people here in Norfolk are a friendly bunch. They like visitors. They like people. And they like to show off what all the wonderful things our town has. This is what Weekend in Norfolk is about.
I mean, it is. It's that community. It's that co-op, the cooperation between, you know, all the stores, the organizations, and the volunteers that you need, and board members like Tom to put something on like this every year. I mean, it's got to be an undertaking, but in the same way, it's got to be pretty cool to see everyone kind of pitch in to make something like this work in the community.
It's true.
It sure is.
I am liking it to a movie set. When you walk in, it's all the people are there. They're having a good time. They're eating. They're smiling. The music is there. It's like you walked into an MGM film in the 1950s or something.
And so we'd kind of, you know, alluded to a little bit, if the Mother Nature's not cooperating, which in certain aspects might be a good thing, because if it is like 13 below zero with the wind chill, it is tough for people to get out and visit. But if it is a little bit warmer and the ice on the ice skating rink isn't cooperating, Sue kind of gave us a little bit of a tidbit. There will be some ice skating at a venue, which is also pretty cool. The curling club, and curling has become like this phenomenon, I think, across the state. And you guys have a curling club right there in Norfolk. I mean, that's just amazing. I want to talk to those people.
We should have brought one on with us, shouldn't we, Tom?
Yes, we should have, but it is unique. It's like, let the people come and discover it for themselves, because it's a very special thing, and not everybody has it. It's rare also.
I mean, I talked to Willie Hallahan over at this Salisbury Winter Sports Association. There's the ski jumping up there. You guys have curling right here in Norfolk. I mean, people, like I said, the frozen tundra of Connecticut, but it's such a beautiful and serene place to visit any time of the year. And for you guys to be doing this Weekend in Norfolk, which is ironically the website, weekendinnorfolk.org, where you guys have the list of just, I mean, there's something going on nonstop, Sue.
Well, I get a lot of that is Sue. She really, over a period of time, has put this thing together beautifully.
So now, Sue, I know you know, there's a lot of organizations that you want to highlight. Give us some of the things that this, you know, whet the appetite, get people like, you know what, we want to head up there. So give me a list of a few of the things that are coming up during a winter weekend festival in Norfolk, February 25th and 26th, with a little bit of an early bird special on the 24th.
Well, that early bird special is special. It's Music at the Manor with Michael Cobb and Trina Hamilton doing country folk, blues, and rock. That's simply fabulous. And then on Saturday, outdoors, there's skating, if Mother Nature permits. There's hiking, there's skiing, there's snowshoeing on Norfolk's miles and miles of trails that are maintained by town organizations. Then there's a wildlife tracking walk on Saturday, and then another one on Sunday. And indoors, there's a farmer's market, there are art shows, there's a fly tying and fishing workshop, there's a yarn sale. On the outskirts of town, there's a farm open house with mushroom inoculation demonstrations and tidbits from the farm kitchen. In town, again, there are tarot readings and Reiki treatments. And, you know, best of all of these, almost all of these events are free. Only two of them the whole weekend are ticketed. So it's really something anybody can find approachable.
Like, that's the thing. I mean, if it's, you can bring the family, and if you have the family members that are more of the indoor type, there's plenty for them to do. If you have the family members who want to do the outdoor things, there's plenty for them to do. And then everyone can meet up at night and sit by the bonfire and have hot chocolate.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
It's all there.
And that's the thing. There is, you know, you guys, Tom and Sue, have done an amazing job cultivating, you know, the weekend in Norfolk, the winter festival, and giving people those indoor options, the outdoor options. There's art shows, there's open houses, and like the farmer's market. People are still growing things and understanding how to continue planting and herbs and spices and stuff like that throughout the year. So it's not just informative and educational, it's interesting to go to something like this where you do have a diverse experience with indoors, outdoors, stained glass blowing, winter hiking, you know, the wildlife. It's just something that's educational, but in a fun way, if there's a weird way to make that happen. And, you know, with the wildlife tracking walk, people are experiencing these things a lot more, getting out, realizing nature never closed during this whole pandemic, and it's been there. People have just been missing out on enjoying the tranquility of nature. And something like this kind of brings people back a little bit to like slow down, relax, and just enjoy being in a small town such as Norfolk, to experience that community and organizations coming together to make something like this happen.
Yes, indeed. That is
awesome. And we didn't mention that there's going to be world premieres of 2 one-act plays going on this weekend in Norfolk also.
Now, can you give us a little teaser of these plays? Do you know anything about them?
I do. They're written by local authors, and they're cast from all Norfolk residents. One is called Let's Play. It's about young girls' friendships as they navigate difficult situations, and it's set in the early 70s. The other one is called Barren, and it's a choice. It's a story of a woman's choice to be a surrogate, but focusing on the woman's loving relationship with her own mother. And they're meant for audiences preteen and up. They'll be held at the Norfolk Library, and those are free. Those are free events.
That's awesome. And like you said, you know, I'm looking at the list. There's so much going on that weekend. Weekendinnorfolk.org. I mean, there's so much going on, and majority of the things are free. Like, if you're looking for something to do with the family that's free, spend a few minutes in the car, drive up to Norfolk, experience all these things. You got world premieres of plays. You got guided tours of all the stained glass windows in the area. There's Reiki treatments for you to relax. You can grab a book and learn some other things. I mean, there's just so many things to do. Tom McGowan, one of the board volunteers, and Sue Frisch, one of the main organizers of Winter Weekend in Norfolk. Win. I love it. I'm going to steal that. That's an amazing, whoever can, and the logo. I just love the snowshoed hair with the scarf on. Beautiful. Whoever came up with that, give them kudos. That's beautiful. You know, there's so many things to do. Check out the website, weekendinnorfolk.org. It's Connecticut. Drive a few minutes, experience some just tranquility, if you will. You know, get outside, enjoy it. Winter in New England is supposed to be observed, because when it's 120 degrees and everyone's complaining, remember going outside in the winter and enjoying time spent out there. So, Tom, Sue, thank you for joining me this morning. It's been an amazing thing. I will see you one of those days up in Norfolk. I will touch base with one of you, and we'll just get together and meet, because there's great things happening all over Connecticut just like this. And you can hear about all those things right here at Home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.